Well, I don't know. I could tell you a rattlesnake story, maybe.
That'd be great. Have you?
Me and one of my neighbors was went to the huckleberry patch in about August, I guess, when they arrived. We took dogs with us to see if we could find any coons eating the huckleberry. But primarily, we went to pick huckleberries, take a what we call a 50-pound lard bucket then. It held a whole lot. So we found I had camped there before under a cliff and picked huckleberries. Picked them the day, you know, and sleep there at night. And we went there this evening and got under this cliff, and I kept hearing something in the leaves. I kept hearing something in the leaves just below the path that went by the camp. I got over where I could see, and it was a snake come out from under a rock, and it went around. And directly it come out again and go around. I had a pistol that I'd borrowed, and I couldn't hit anything with it, but I shot at it four times. It went around. Each time it'd go around, I'd shoot at it, and he'd go right on around. So he wanted to shoot, and I gave him the pistol, and he shot the other two shells, and neither one of us slowed the snake down.
Wow.
Was with it. We was close as almost me as you. I told him I was going to get a pole and push that rock off there and kill the snake. I told her just one, and he said no. He said, I'll get it out of there. And he got a stick about that long, got down there gouging up under there, and a big rattlesnake come out, and he beat it to death, that stick. I said, that wasn't what I seen. I said, it's a copperhead I seen. No, he said, that's what it was. So we argued around, and he finally punched again and got another rattlesnake out of there. And he had gouged around and got two rattlesnakes and three copperheads out from under that rock. And I got a pole and pushed it off down the hill, and there was two more copperheads on it. And I killed them. We went hunting a little while and come back, and there was another rattlesnake right close to camp. It started rattling, and we killed it. So we got under that cliff, and I told him I wanted to move up in a safer place. I said, I don't want to stay here where them snakes is. No, he said, I'm going to stay right here. He laid there and slept all night, the rest of the night. I kept far going, but I didn't sleep. I sat there and watched, seeing those snakes come in on me. But he slept and snored all night. And that rock was within 10 feet of where we were sleeping there. But I'd camped there twice before and hadn't seen no snakes, 2 or 3 years before that.
That's amazing. I mean, really, all of those...
I don't think I'd have slept that night either.
I wouldn't have either. No siree.